Al Gore. Good morning, Senator. How are you?
Well, good morning to you, Craig. And how are you doing there down there in the Big G?
Doing fine. Great. Thank you for your time.
It's good to talk to you guys again. I've actually been living in the Dallas area for quite some time now.
Really?
Right. I have an apartment right there in Dallas. I'm not there now, but I have an apartment right near the Oak Lawn in Cedar Springs area.
Really?
Huh. Uh-huh.
Huh.
I hang out at that Cafe Brazil all the time. I like the Big D.
Really? We go there, too. Maybe we'll run into you one of these days.
Yeah. Craig, you still cycling?
Yes, I am. Thank you.
Good to see that you're still cycling. I saw you out at White Rock one time.
Oh, you did?
Good.
Were you in the bushes there?
Excuse me?
Nothing.
What kind of question's that?
Nothing. How are you?
Well, I'm here ready for my Democratic response.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. To John McCain.
Okay, well, we're ready for it. Go ahead.
Well, hello, 3Rs. Can I get some patriotic music or something?
We call them P1s.
Is that what they are?
Yeah, P1s. You might want to start
again. All
right,
again. I've got some bad information here.
All right.
Well, hello, 3Rs.
P1s.
Al Gore here with the Democratic response to John McCain. I know John McCain has had a lot of experience with war and so-called Vietnam.
What?
And maybe that's why his skin looks like an alien. Well, it's not just his skin that's out of this world, 3Gs.
He won.
It's his ideas. They're from Mars.
good one.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Government stay out of sports. The government should be involved in everything except abortion and on the phone lines of terrorists. The Republicans just don't get it, do they? If we allow the government to stay out of steroid regulation in sports, what's next? Are they going to stay out of abortion? Wait, they should. Hold on. Anyway, every time I hear some butch-voiced Republican sounding off about winning the war in Iraq, I just want to take the panties out of my mouth and scream.
What? God, that's weird.
I think all complex international conflict can be reduced to making fun of how Bush misspeaks. That cracks my ass up. Now let me tell you about this so-called John McCain PR.
So-called PRs?
John McCain is a little Napoleonic twerp who couldn't get it up anymore, even if the guy was like 6'5 with that beautiful Puerto Rican skin.
What? You're getting real personal here, Mr. Gore.
Hey, John, if you don't have anything better to say than the government should stay out of sports, why don't you go back to Vietnam and crawl back in that hole, since that's all you keep reminding us of at every turn anyway.
Oh, my gosh.
Hey, I've experienced hardships in my life, too. I thought I might not get into Harvard the first go-around.
No, that's rough.
I let my trust fund run down to $5 million at one time.
Whoa.
I even wrecked my brand-new Bentley on my 16th birthday. Only had it for a few hours.
That's terrible.
There's a lot of difficult things that I've faced, too, so-called John McCain. And speaking of getting rid of steroids in sports, why don't we just get rid of sports?
Well, what? I don't know that that's a wise option.
So, it's so aggressive and violent. Grown men hitting each other, piling up on each other, patting each other on the butt.
Yeah.
Strong muscles, rippling with exertion under a skin-tight uniform.
What is going on?
The smell of manly sweat and pheromones wafting into the stands to my dilated nostrils.
What's happening?
What's that noise in the background?
My olfactory filling with the masculine musk.
Mr. Gore?
Of a working man.
Mr. Gore.
Oh, gosh. In conclusion, I'm gay.